Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Truly, we thank the Lord for his manifold blessings upon us, and thank God that we have come into his house. We've gathered in his name to worship him, and we thank God for that privilege. It truly is a privilege to be able to come into the house of the Lord once again, one more time. We don't know when that's not going to be, but we just thank God right now. We have that privilege and that opportunity, and God has blessed us to be here this day. Shall we look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer before we begin our morning service? We thank God for his presence shown in Sunday school. Thank God for the Sunday school lesson. Thank God for all that he has done for us. And let us remember those who may be still on their way, those that we don't see that are normally here. We thank God. We know that Sister Carol had said on last Lord's Day that she would possibly be away, but we thank God she's here. And she said, if not, it was the Lord's will. But she's here today, and we thank God and ask God to continue to bless her and be with her and heal her in her body. Likewise with Sister Regina, it's good to see her here this morning. It's good to see all the saints that are in the house of the Lord here. At this time, we understand that our dear sister Lillian is still, you know, having some difficulties, but we're thanking God. She still wants to hear the word of God, and she's still praising God, even in her weakness. She's still giving the glory and honor to God, and so we thank God for that. Let us lift up our voices to the Lord this morning. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy in the humblest way we know how. We want to thank you for your presence felt this day thus far and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to abide with your people in the house of God. We thank you for the saints who have come out this morning and ask that you would be with them, Lord God. We know that some are still suffering in their bodies, dear Father. Some still, dear Heavenly Father, haven't received full healing. But Lord God, we're not going to doubt you, Lord God. We're going to still hold on, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're working it out to your glory and to your honor. We thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Carol here this morning and ask that that will continue to bless and be with our dear sister. Although she's not feeling well in her body and feeling a little weak, dear Father, she still found herself here in the house of the Lord, glorifying your name. Father, we ask that you would bless her. Excuse me, in every way that she stands in need of, give her guidance, give her direction, Lord God, as to what you would have for her to do. Father, we just want to praise you and honor you this morning. And thank you, Lord God, excuse me, for what you have done and what thou art doing and going to do on our dear sister's behalf. Thank you, likewise, for seeing Sister Regina out. We know, Lord God, that she was not feeling well, a little down on Sunday afternoon, dear Father, during our fellowship. And we thank you, Lord God, that you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister and be with her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, O Lord, that you would look in upon her with much favor, dear Heavenly Father. We know that Sister Regina is going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father God, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Lily and dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, your special prayer upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Touch her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Heal her, Lord God. We know she wants to be in the house of the Lord, dear Father. But, Lord, she's just unable, dear Father. Her body, dear Heavenly Father, is not allowing her. But Lord, we thank you for your word, dear Father. I said, though this inward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. And we thank you, Lord God, for that renewing, Lord God. We know that these old bodies, these shells, are going to go back to the dust from which they come. And there are a lot of things that are going on with them, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that the inward man can be renewed in the word of God, Lord God, can be lifted up by your word, dear Father, and strengthened, dear Heavenly Father, by the promises that you have made us in the word of God. And so we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our dear sister, Lord God. Likewise, remembering Sister Webb, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, her MRI is coming up soon, Lord God. And we know she too, Lord God, wants to be back in the house of the Lord, dear Father. But her body right now, Lord God, is not allowing her, dear Lord. But Lord, she's fervent in spirit, dear Heavenly Father. She's still, Lord God, fervent in your word, dear Heavenly Father. Still loving, dear Heavenly Father, the word of God and the saints of God. And so we ask, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you bless her, dear Heavenly Father, and be with her, Lord God, in her home, dear Father. Remember her companion, Alonzo, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We hadn't heard anything, Lord God, after he had had a deep cold, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It didn't transfer our air into anything else, dear Lord, and ask that you would continue to bless him in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Remember her children, Lord God. I know she had a special prayer, Lord God, for her grandchildren the other day, Lord God. And so remember them, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. You know all about the situation. You know all about what it is, dear Lord. But remember, Lord God, her request unto thee. Likewise, remember her two daughters, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you have been so good to each and every one of them, Lord God, and that you continue to bless them, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will lift up their voice one day and say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you likewise, dear Heavenly Father, for other saints, dear Heavenly Father, who are not feeling well in their body this day. And we ask that you would touch and heal, Lord God. We know, Lord God, Sister Blake has a slight headache this morning, Lord God, and likewise myself, Lord God. But I thank you. I'm here, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord, I'm going to press on because I know you're able, Lord God, to bring me through whatever it is, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the other saints being here this morning, dear Father, in the house of God. Brother Jackson, Levester, dear Father, we thank you for this dear brother. Thank you for his faithfulness to the cause of thee. Thank you, Lord God, for his love for you, dear Heavenly Father, first and foremost, and then his love for his family, Lord God, his daughters, dear Heavenly Father, Jada, Angela, Tina, dear Heavenly Father, his son William and his grandchildren, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this dear brother, Lord God, and how he's such a light, dear Heavenly Father, to those that come in contact with him. Remember Tim, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family, Lord God. Remember Graceland, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch this child, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she's getting ready to have another heart surgery this later on this month, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord God in heaven, we pray for her, dear Father. 5 years old, and she's had several surgeries, Lord God. Oh, Father, whatever your will, let it be done. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus on little Graceland. Father, we know you're able, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Byrene and his family. Thank you for bringing him home safely, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, for allowing them to get away, dear Heavenly Father. Although their vacation, some would say, well, it was ruined because of the death of a family member. But, Lord, we know we can still praise you even in the midst of that, Lord God, because you told us weeping endure for a moment, but joy cometh in the morning. And so, Father, we thank you for that joy that you can give us deep down in our souls, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you remember his companion, Judy, Lord God. Oh, we pray that you would speak to her heart first and foremost, Lord God. Oh, let her know, Lord God, that we are calling out her name. We're calling out her family, Lord God. We're lifting them up to you, Lord God, knowing that you are the greatest comforter that there ever was, dear Heavenly Father, and that, Lord, you can console her, Lord God, like no man can, dear Father. Yes. And so in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Not only her family, but likewise the Jackson family, Lord God, as they mourn the loss, their father, their sister-in-law, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we pray for them, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you bless them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Give them comfort, Lord God, in knowing, dear Father, that the family of God is calling out their name. The family of God is calling their names out to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you're able to comfort them, Lord God, in their hour of grief, dear Father. Likewise, we pray for Sister Kiva, Lord God, who lost her aunt, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless her too, Lord God, and be with her, Lord God. We know, Lord God, these are some difficult days, Lord God, when loved ones go into eternity, Lord God. But, oh, Father God, we know, dear Lord, by the word of God, we're not to be here forever, dear Heavenly Father. You told us in your word, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Father, so we have an appointment there, Father, that's coming, Lord God. Help us all to be ready when it's time to go. Father, we pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that you remember our officer in the parking lot. We thank you for our officer and ask that you would remember him and his family, Lord God. Remember him on his beat, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we can see the perilousness of times, Lord God, when we hear the news, dear Father, and all the killings, Lord God, and all the things that are happening in our communities, Lord God. And all we hear is all these different plans and different things that they've tried to put in place, operation this and operation that and operation, and none of them are working because they don't have you, dear Heavenly Father, as their guide. They don't have have you as their direction, Lord God. They haven't lifted you up, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, you could show them what they need to do, Lord God. First and foremost, you would tell them, Lord God, to train up the children in the way they should go, Lord God. And
Amen.
We wouldn't have them out there stealing all these Kias and stealing various things and running into to emergency vehicles and killing themselves, Lord God. Oh, first and foremost, to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added, all the things that you would have for them, and all the good that you have in the word of God would be added if they would first seek you out, dear Heavenly Father. But help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because many of us, we live in these communities. We live in these areas, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that death is imminent, dear Father. It's around the corner, so to speak, dear Heavenly Father. We just don't know when the next bullet's going to go, dear Father, but we're thanking you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, this morning that you remember our world leaders likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for our president, Lord God. We pray for our vice president, Lord God. We pray for our Congress, Lord God, and our senators, our legislators, dear Father, representatives. We pray for our judges, Lord God, and all those who are in power and in authority, Lord God. And it just seems, Lord God, they gloat, dear Father, that they have the authority, and they have the authority to do these things, dear Heavenly Father, but not recognizing, dear Father, realizing, dear Father, that, Lord God, you are in control, dear Heavenly Father. This is your earth and the fullness thereof. And so, Lord, we pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father, and we lift them up to you, dear Father, as we get ready to go into another political season, Lord God. We are in all the promises and all the things, and everybody's a Christian, Lord God. But then, Lord God, their actions don't speak, dear Heavenly Father, to that of one that's been redeemed. So, Father, we pray for them in the name of Jesus, that you get a hold of hearts and minds and souls, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to come before you, Lord God, this day. Thank you for allowing us to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Father, we don't take it for granted, Lord God, because you have allowed us to be here this morning. You have allowed us to praise you. You have allowed us to lift up our voice unto the hills from whence cometh our help, and knowing that our help cometh from thee. Father God in heaven, remember all those who have called in. Remember all those who are online, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that there are quite a few who call in each week, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your word going out, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, because, Lord God, we are doing the will of thee, Lord God, not about us, but about glorifying you, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God, and you know the request that Sister Ferris Day has, Lord God, concerning her job, dear Father, and we pray that you hasten along that paperwork, dear Heavenly Father, whatever the holdup is, that you would move the blockage, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you are able, dear Lord. Father God, we pray likewise that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Ruth, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, continue to strengthen her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you on behalf of what you have done for her and what you're doing and going to do. We understand she's got to go for some more testing or surgery or maybe even therapy, but Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you would go ahead and prepare the way. Likewise, we ask that you would remember Sister Marvinia, dear Father, there in New York, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, and be with her, Lord God. Haven't heard from her in a while, dear Lord, but we still just want to thank you and ask that you would bless. Remember, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Sandy Turner, dear Father, and ask that you would bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God, and trust in, Lord God, that she'd be able to get out, dear Father, to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we know you're able to do all things, dear Father. Sometimes we have to press through the pain, press through, dear Father, the affliction, press through, dear Heavenly Father, whatever it is, the devil is trying to lay upon us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to press through those things and come, dear Heavenly Father, and be amongst the people of God. Father, we pray for Sister Fran and ask a special prayer upon her body, Lord God, knowing on this coming Tuesday, Lord God, she's due to go in, dear Father, for her next appointment, dear Father. And so we're laying it up to you right now, dear Father. We're putting it down, dear Heavenly Father, because we know, Lord God, that you're able, dear Father, to bring our dear sister through. You know the struggle she's had, dear Father, but Lord, even in her struggles, dear Father, you can hear how much she loves you, Lord God, and she just praises you, Lord God. But Lord, we just ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Now, Father, we just want to thank you because we know we have a later prayer going on, Lord God. And so, Father, we just want to thank you for your blessings, dear Father, to be able to open up, to be able to come into the house of the Lord this day. We ask that you would remember those who are still traveling in, dear Father, and grant traveling mercies. We don't see Sister India and Little Infinity as of yet, and we know that surgery is coming up this month, dear Father, for Little Infinity, Lord God. And so we're just praying, Lord God, that you would bless our little child, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift her up to you, Lord God, not forgetting her mother, Lord God. We thank you for Sister India and what you have done for her, and ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, as she rears a Little Infinity in this perilous day and time in which we live. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember the Belton family. Don't see them as of yet, but remember them. Remember Sister Maria, Lord God, as she's with child, their Father, and ask that you would bless her in these days, their Father. We realize that the heat is a little high, dear Heavenly Father, outside, but help her, Lord God, to stay hydrated, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless. We know that you're going to bring the little child along, dear Father, and Lord, we're just looking forward to the day that you bring him here, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Ask that you would bless and every way they stand in even. Remember Brother DeAndre in a special way, Lord God. Remember his family down home in Atlanta, and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need. Now, Father God, have thine own way. We just want to praise and thank you this morning for what you've done for us. Remember Sister Blake, Lord God, and bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. And thank you, Lord, for this dear sister and all that you're doing for her. Ask your continued blessings upon her. Likewise, remembering Sister Laurentine and Brother Maurice downstairs, dear Father, we ask that you would bless them, dear Father, and be with them, dear Father. We didn't have all the children out this morning, but we had those that are here, Lord God. We want to thank you for them being present, dear Father. Ask your blessings upon them this summer, dear Heavenly Father. Keep them safe, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Watch over our children throughout these summer months, Lord God, as you've watched over them throughout the school year. We know you're able, dear Heavenly Father, to be with them, dear Father. Now bless Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this, dear sister, and ask your continued blessings upon her and her household, Lord God. And likewise, we want to thank you for Sister Melita back in the media room, Lord God. We don't want to forget that, dear Father, because, Lord, we know how important it is, Lord God, of a position that you have given her, Lord God, the media ministry, Lord God, and reaching out and bringing in souls, dear Heavenly Father, and the equipment, dear Father, that she has to work with, dear Father. We thank you for that, and thank you, Lord God, for her being a good steward, dear Heavenly Father, and doing your will. Now have thine own way, Lord God. If there's any we've forgotten, dear Father, in this first prayer, we know there's a second prayer coming up, Lord God, and we just ask that you would bless accordingly, Lord God, and we don't want to forget anyone. Remembering Brother Sammy Mann as he's coming to mind, Lord God. Remember his family, Lord God. We'd love to see him come out, dear Heavenly Father, so we ask that you would bless, not forgetting Sister Holmes, Lord God. We thank you for her. We know, dear Father, she was suffering in her body, dear Heavenly Father, but we thank you, Lord God, that you bless. She too had a death in the family, Lord God, and lost her sister-in-law, dear Father. And so we just ask that you would bless that family every way they stand in need of. Thank you for her children who care for her, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them. Now have thine own way in the service this day, Lord God. Ask that you would speak to these lips of clay, that you would do the preaching, Lord God, and it would be all done to your glory and to your honor. We'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
We turn in our evening light to page 38. Evening light, page 38. Our opening song. Once again, we come. Praise our God. Blessing to be able to come. Once again, we come. Praise God.
Once again we come to the house of God to unite in songs of praise, to extol with joy our Redeemer. To tell his words.
Thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come. Amen. Glory to God for his goodness to us. Amen. We come with rejoicing. Amen. And that is quite a testimony. To thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness and thank him for how he has blessed us to come together today. We don't ever take it for granted. We count it a privilege to be able to assemble ourselves together to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. And so we're glad to be here, glad to see each one, knowing that we pray that there are those who are on their way, and we know that Pastor Dick has prayed for them, and we pray that the Lord will bless, bring them along safely. We thank God for Pastor Jenkins. We give honor to her this morning, thanking God for how he uses her to bless our soul, thanking him for the word, for the morning messages, just for all the ways that God uses her, and thanking God for each one of you and the way God uses each one of you as well. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Thank the Lord for his word. Amen. Just such a blessing. We know that our Sunday school lessons have come from Old Testament, and yet we see how God's great plan of salvation and the types that are given to us in the Old Testament that bring us to the antitypes in the New, the fulfillment of God's word and God's law. It's just a blessing to see the word of God We know it was not, did not come from the wisdom of man, but truly from God. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Reading responsibly, verse 1. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice.
Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I set before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord.
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offering, with a year old? Do that again.
Yes. Verse 6 again.
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old?
Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? Or with 10,000s of rivers of oil, shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Together, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
Amen.
Amen. When the Lord has shown us, when he shows us, he expects for us to obey. Amen. Thank God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Thank God for each one that's here. Thank God. We know that there are some who have pressed their way to be here this morning, not feeling strong, not feeling well in body, but we know that God is able to bless even during this service. God is able to reward the faith of the faithful. And so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask if there are prayer requests at this time. Sister Smith. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith said to continue to remember the children, not only the children who attend here, but her loved ones, her family as well, knowing that God's able to save, but they're going to have to come to the Lord. Sister Regina.
Pray for Casey Miller. We don't have any hot water.
Amen, amen. So we remember Sister Regina. She doesn't have hot water in JC Village in her housing, in her home. So we remember them in prayer. They seem to have problems from time to time along those lines. So remember JC Village, that Sister Regina would be able to have hot water. And also remember her great-grandson, Anthony, who is visiting with his father. He's out of the state. So remember him in prayer. We're thankful that the Lord gave traveling mercies for him to arrive. And so just remember little Anthony. Not little, not so little anymore. And remember Anthony, 10 years old. Remember him in prayer.
Sister Blake, continue to remember Brother Sammy Mann and his family. Karen is on the phone right now. She said, please continue to remember them in prayer. Likewise, Sister Webb, as she goes for her MRI, remember her. Remember Sister Fran, as she goes for her shot on Tuesday.
Amen.
It is. And remember the McDaniel family. They lost a loved one, so remember them much in prayer. And remember each and every one of us likewise. Thank God for his goodness to us.
It's
been good. Remember me, my foot is still bothering me. I try to stand on it as much as I can, but just I have to wait till after the baby's born to do anything with it. So just remember the edge of prayer.
Yes. Amen. 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 So remember all the requests Sister Jenkins brought for Sister Webb, who's going in for her MRI, for Sister Fran, going in for her shot, McDaniel family as well. Remember Sister Jenkins and her body, remember her foot. She's, because she is busy. We know that she has had problems with it, but she can't sit down, put it up on a pillow and stay that way because she has things to do. Places to go, people to see. But we know that God is able to bless and touch her even in the midst of all the activities that she's doing. God is still able. And all the other requests. I feel like I'm forgetting one. But
the Mann family.
Yes, yes. The Mann, Brother Sammy Mann and his daughter Karen. I believe their last name is Ross.
Yes,
the Ross family.
West Rose, too.
Rose and Stephen as well. Sister Carol. Amen. 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 Sister Carol in prayer. She's weak in body. She's weak, but she's here. And she'll come as long as she can. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. 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 Thanking God for his goodness and mercy. And she's so glad, thanking God for being able to be here today. Amen. Bless God. My mom. My. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my. Yes. 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 My, my. Yes, yes. Amen, amen, amen. There's nothing wrong with tears. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Remember that family much in prayer, that father and his son. As you were describing them being left, their car being impounded, being left on the side of the road at 10 o'clock at night, just touched my heart as well. So we'll remember that family. We'll remember that officer that God would take away that stony heart and give him a heart of flesh to have compassion. Amen. And that the whole family situation. Amen. The little boy's mother and father and all. Thank you, Sister Maria. And remember Sister Maria also. She's doing all right. So thank the Lord. Amen. Brother Byron. Yes. Amen. 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 We'll remember that family. Brother Byron's companion, Judy's. Brother-in-law, and in the loss of her sister, and we'll remember Judy as well. It's a difficult situation. I can remember that it's one summer that Carl was younger, and he came and stayed at your home for a while. He came to Sunday school a few times, came to church a few times with you. So we'll remember that whole family much in prayer, lifting him up to God.
Sister Blake, remember all the souls that we're praying for on Tuesday. All the souls that we lifted up.
Yes.
It's good to see your nephew come in and
find
you here.
Yes.
He was looking for you, but he said he knew when he didn't know you over there, he knew you were here at the church.
Hey.
That really touched me.
Bless.
But he found us on our knees.
He found us on our knees, yes.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
Remember those souls.
Amen. Amen. And then he came in and I told him, she was getting ready to go back out the door, and I said, I'm getting ready to go in and pray for you. And he said, thank you. So we have to keep praying. Just keep praying and toiling on. Amen. Mr. Dalton, good morning. Amen. Good to see you. On general requests, I'll need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Millicent, if you would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's a need, if there's a special need, come to an altar of prayer. Come, we can come bow at Jesus' feet, knowing that he is our mediator.
Shall we turn in our evening light to 256? Evening light 256. Come closer to me. In verse 1 and 2, the chorus, 3 and 4, the chorus. 256. Evening light.
When I get weary with toils of the day, often
afflictions I suffer long. Jesus comes bringing this lovely song. Trust in my grace and you shall be strong. Come closer, my child, to me. When I am meeting with trials severe, when I am parting with loved ones here, I'm looking to Jesus, his voice I can hear. Come closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer, come closer, closer, my child, to me.
Amen, amen. Time we, the Lord always allows us to bring our prayer requests unto him, and we leave them at his feet, leave them at the cross. He knows our hearts. He knows what we stand in need of. We just ask. He told us to bring his, our requests to him, so we bring them to him and ask that he would carry us through. Shall we bow our heads? Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts once again just to say thank you for all that you have done for us, dear God. You've been so kind and so gracious unto each and every one of us as we sit here this morning. And Father, we say thank you, dear God, for allowing us to arise to see another beautiful day in which we had never seen before. And Father, that our eyes opened, dear Father, and that our ears heard, dear Father, when you touched upon us, dear God, and you allowed us to hear the alarm, dear Heavenly Father. That alarm could have went off, dear God, and we could have still been laying there because it would have taken, you would have taken us from this world, dear God. And Father, we just say thank you, dear God, that you allowed us to hear it. And Father, you allowed us to arise, dear God, to plant our feet up on the floor with thanksgiving, dear God, in our hearts, dear Father, one more time to do your will, dear Father. And Lord God, as you prepared us, dear Father, for the day, and we began to thank you, dear Father, for what you've done for us throughout the night and the protection, dear God, in which you gave us, dear Father. Lord God, you protected us in our homes. Because there are many, dear Father, that may have laid down last night and didn't arise this morning. There are some, dear Father, who are out, dear Father, during the night, dear Father, creating havoc, dear Father, shooting and going on, dear Father. There have been times that people were in their beds, dear Father, and bullets have come through their homes, dear God, and they have lost their lives, dear Father. But we thank you, dear God, for keeping us throughout the night, dear God, and your protection upon us, dear God. And then you allowed us to rise with reasonable health and strength in our bodies, dear God, to begin to prepare ourselves for the day, dear God, to come to the house of God, dear Father, to hear what you had for us, dear God. And as we read upon your word this morning, dear Father, and prayed unto you, dear God, you began to bless us even then, dear Father, in your word. And Father, we just say thank you. We thank you for all that you've done for us, dear God, and preparing us to come to the house of God. And you gave us some food to eat this morning physically, dear God, also. And Father, we say thank you, dear Father, for that nourishment, dear God, because there are those that don't even have food to put up on their tables, dear Father. Father, we don't never want to take anything for granted in what you do for us, dear God, because there are many who don't have these things. And Father, even as I heard on the news, as the schools are beginning to let out, there are children who don't have food, dear Father, in their homes. So Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear God, receive the bag at my mailbox, dear God, the other day, dear Father, asking that we put food out on Tuesday. The mailman would pick it up, dear Father, and carry it to the station, dear Father, to help feed the people, dear Father, throughout the week. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember those, dear Father, who have not, dear God. Father, we just ask, dear Father, that they would seek thee also, dear God, because they could have thee, Father, in their soul, dear God, that you could feed them. And, Father, that they could get, Father, what you need for them spiritually, dear God, that they could, too, be fed physically, dear God, we pray. Now, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear God. You heard the request I may not remember them all there, Father. It would be an error of the head and not of the heart. But, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless according to your precious will, dear Father, asking, dear God, that you remember those, dear Father, that are in hospitals, dear God, and nursing homes, dear Father, standing in need of thee, dear God, that you go down through the corridors of these areas, dear Father, and touch according to your will, dear Father. There are those, dear Father, that need thee, dear Father. Lord God, for whatever ailment may be, Father, we ask that you would touch upon these people, dear Father, in the hospitals, dear Father. Many are babies, dear Father, who have never gotten to go home, dear Father, have come from the womb, dear God, and have been ill, dear Father. And Lord God, we ask that you would be with them, dear Father. Remember the parents who have not been able to take their children home, dear God, because of whatever this illness is that these children have, dear God. But we're trusting in thee to carry them through, dear God. You created them, dear God, and we know you can cure them. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless according to your will. Remember those who may have met with an accident or whatever it may have been, dear God, that has put them in the hospital, dear Father, or an illness, dear God. And, Father, we just ask that you would touch upon their bodies, dear God. Remember them in a mighty way, dear God. I think of my neighbor, dear God, who I've seen the ambulance carrying him away the other day, dear God. Don't know whether he's back home, but, Father, you know all about him, dear God. We just ask that you would bless, dear God. Remember him in a mighty way, dear God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Likewise, others, dear Father, we pray that you would bless them, dear Father. Touch upon their bodies, dear Father. You know all about each and every one of them, what they stand in need of, dear God. Father, we even have loved ones that are not well in body, dear God. Those that would be out to service, dear Father, that are not here, dear God. Remember Sister Lillian, dear God. Touch her in her body. We've been praying for her, dear Father, asking that you strengthen her, dear God. Give her what she stands in need of, dear Father. Strengthen her in her body, dear God. Give her strength she stands in need of in her legs, dear God, to be able to stand, dear God, and touch her, dear God. Let her know the saints are calling her name out during the week, dear Father, for a touch, for a healing, dear God, in her body, dear God. Strengthen her in her soul, dear God, and her belief in thee, dear God, that you can touch her, dear God, and heal her. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you be with her, dear God. Not only Sister Lillian, but others, dear God. We have a list, dear God, those that are on the sick and shut-in list, dear God. It's extensive, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you would bless according to your will, dear Father. Don't know all of them that are on the list, dear Father. Some are family members, loved ones, or co-workers, dear Father. And we just ask that you be with them, dear God. Remember little Graceland, dear Father. Her surgery is this coming week, dear Father, and we just ask that you be with this child, dear Father, as the family members have traveled to Boston, dear God, for this surgery, dear God, on this little child's heart, dear Father. Lord, we know you are able, dear God. You've heard our prayers, dear God. Our timbers are going up for her, dear God, and we're asking that you bless her. Be with her as she goes through this surgery. Be with those that will be working on her, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus, remember her grandparents, Mr. Tim and them, as they begin to travel, dear Father, that way, dear God. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you bless, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, that they trust enough in the saints of God, dear God, to ask us to remember their grandbaby in prayer. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember little Graceland. Father, you know all about this five-year-old and how many surgeries she's had, dear God, and we just ask that you be with her, dear God. Touch her in her body, dear God. Lead, guide, and protect the doctors as they work on her, dear Father. Lord, this is a fragile area, dear God. Her heart, dear God, is what pumps, dear God, the blood throughout her body, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you would be with her and be with them in the name of Jesus, dear God. There may be others going through some type of surgery similar to this, Father. We ask that you be with them likewise, dear God. Bless and keep, dear Father. Remember the families, dear God. This is no doubt nerve-wracking, dear Father, for the parents, dear God. Father, I couldn't imagine having my child go through such a little age, dear Father, and having this type of a surgery, dear God. So we ask that you remember Graceland's parents in a mighty way. Remember her siblings, if she has any, dear God. Father, be with them. Be with her grandparents and that they can trust in thee, dear Father. Lord God, we don't know whether they do or don't know thee, dear God. I believe Mr. Tim does, dear Father, but Lord God, we're just asking that you bless. Father, I remember Brother Jackson said that he told him to continue to have faith and trust in thee, dear Father. Lean upon you heavily, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless this family, dear Father. Lord, remember Brother Jackson. We thank you for bringing the request to us, dear Father. He too trusting, dear God, that the saints could pray, dear Father, and get a prayer through for this child. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless him and remember his family, dear God, and what they each stand in need of, dear God. Be with each of them, dear Father. Lead, guide, and protect them, dear Father. Remember his grandchildren as he puts in requests all the time for them and his daughters, dear Father, his son-in-laws, dear God. We ask that you be with these families, dear Father. Lord, they truly need thee, dear Father. And Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless them. Keep them, watch over and protect them, dear God, we pray. Father, remember Brother Jackson, dear God. Watch over and protect him, dear Father, as you order his footsteps each and every day. Father, we thank you for him and all that he stands for and does for thee, dear God, and the work he does here in the house of God. We ask that you would be with Brother Jackson. Watch over and protect him as he goes. Father, we ask that you remember even Sister Maria, dear Father, her request as it came forth this morning, dear Father. Lord, you know all about the situation, dear Father. And Lord God, we just ask that you would bless, dear Father. We're thankful, dear God, that they weren't harmed up on this freeway, dear God. And Father, just ask that you would bless. Remember the mother and the father in this situation. You know all about it, dear God. And remember this child, dear Heavenly Father. Don't know how old that child was or is, dear Father, but Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. We ask that you would calm this child, dear God, and Father, sometimes we look at things, Father, in situations, dear God, and wonder, dear Father, what's going through the mind of the one that would take the car from them, dear God. But, Father, we just say thank you, dear God, the safety, dear God, you gave these people. They were able to get home safely, dear Father, and off the freeway safely. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear God, speak to hearts, dear God. We pray in the name of Jesus, not only the police officers, Father, but all, dear Father, in this situation. We ask that you would bless according to your will, dear Father. Remember Sister Maria, dear God. Be with her, dear God, as she is with child, dear Father. And we're thanking you, dear God. She said all is good, dear Father, and it's going well. Father, we just ask that you continue to bless her and touch her in her body, dear God. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear Father. Her and Brother DeAndre, dear God, as they care for their boys, dear Father, Liam and Tatum, dear Father, in a mighty way, dear God. Father, we ask that you would bless them, dear Father, strengthen them. Remember the co-worker, dear Father, of Brother DeAndre's that had the stroke or heart attack, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, that this person is coming along, dear Father. We just ask that you bless them. Watch over and protect them, dear God. Their jobs are stressful, dear Father. They are in the airport, dear Father. Some may think it's not, dear God. It's just getting people on and off planes. No, there's a lot, dear Father, they're dealing with attitudes and people waiting in lines, dear Father, and getting upset because it's taken so long at the kiosks or at the counter with the other attendants, dear Father. Lord, and we just never know what would set a person off, dear Father, in the airport, dear God. But, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember them and their jobs, dear Father. Lord, I think about those with red coats, dear Father. Heard about them. They was listening to what they do, dear Father. And, Lord God, and helping people when they're lost or they're trying to get to their plane and people are upset by this and that, dear God. And, Father, I just sat and I listened to that and I thought about Brother DeAndre because at one time he was a red coat, dear Father. And I thought to myself, Lord, have mercy. They've got a lot, dear God, going on, dear Father. And Lord God, things that are happening in the airport. So we ask that you remember them, dear God. Remember Brother DeAndre on his job. And he's moved up in another area, dear God. But we ask that you be with him as he's flying to and fro for training and different things, dear God. Watch over and protect him, dear God. No doubt he's thinking about his family back home, dear Father, when he's traveling. So, Father, we ask that you be with him and watch over and protect him, dear God, as he goes each and every day. Be with him in his body, dear Father. You know all about his health, dear Father. Lord God, we just ask that you touch him, dear God. Give him what he stands in need of. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Blake. Father, you know what she too stands in need of. Father, we thank you for and all that you've done for. Be with her, watch over and touch her, dear Father. Lord, she said this morning she had a little headache, dear God, in her body, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you would be with her, dear Father. I don't know whether it was dizziness or what, dear God, but you know. Likewise, Minister Jenkins, dear Father. Lord, she too had a little lightheadedness, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you be with her. Watch over and protect her, dear God, as she stands before us this morning, Father, to proclaim the truth of your precious word, dear God. Father, we ask that you touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear God. You know all about this foot, dear Father, and what it is, dear Father, that's ailing her, dear Father. We don't know, dear God, if this could be possibly, dear Father, from the hit, dear Father, several years ago with the lawnmower, dear God. We just ask that you would bless according to your precious will, dear God. Father, you know all about it. Father, you know, we know you're able to heal her as she stands here, dear God, and proclaims the truth of your word, dear God. Take it off of her mind, dear God. Take that hurt from her, dear Father, that she can stand, dear Father, and give us what you have from that you have given her to give to us, dear God, that we may eat upon your precious word. Our heart doors are open, dear Father, to receive your word, dear God, this morning. Father, that we may walk in it and grow in it, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, because we don't know what this week holds for us, dear Father. And Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Father. Help us to receive your word and help her to deliver it as you have given it to her. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, you remember all the requests she gave, dear Father. Remember Karen and her family, the Ross family, in a mighty way, dear God. Remember Brother Mann, dear Father, Brother Sammy, dear Father. Be with him, dear God. Remember Stephen and Rose, dear Father, and her family. We ask that you would bless each and every one of them, dear God. Father, give them what they stand in need of. Remember Karen's one son who had a birthday the other day. We ask that you would be with him. Watch over and protect him, dear God. Father, give him what he stands in need of, dear Father, we beg of thee. Father, remember, I think she had an ex-co-worker, dear Father, she had a request for. Father, you know all about each and every one of them, dear Father, the McCauley family. Not sure if that's Sister Maria or Sister Jenkins, dear Father, but you know all about them, dear God. We ask that you would bless. Someone lost her father, dear God, and she's due to be married here in a few months, dear God. And oh, my God, Lord Father, I know it just has to be devastating for her, dear God. Lord, you know all about it, dear Father, because her father would walk her down the aisle. And, Lord, her father's not here to do that, dear God. So we ask that you remember this young lady in a mighty way, dear God. It's got to be so hard for her, God. Father, you just reminded me, dear Father, I went through the same thing with my dad when he was sick, dear God. And my brother, Pierre, came to me and he said, sis, we don't know whether God's going to allow our dad to make it. Do you have someone to stand in for you in case he doesn't? So, Father, I thank you that you raised my dad up and he was able to walk me down that aisle. But this lady has lost her dad. Oh, my God, help her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help her, dear God, to look to thee, dear God, if she doesn't know thee, dear God, that she seek thee, dear Father. Give her what she stands in need of in this family. Remember her mother, dear God, who's lost her husband, dear God. We ask that you bless the McCauley family. I believe that's who she said it was. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless this family. Strengthen them, dear God. Father, in the name of Jesus, give it what they stand in need of, dear God. Father, it's hard when you lose a loved one. Father, remember Brother Byron and his family, dear God. Remember Judy as she's just lost her sister, dear Father. Lord God, it's not easy, dear Father, when you lose a loved one, dear Father, be it parents. And then when it's your sibling, dear Father, it's hard, dear God. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Judy, the Ebenecker family, in a mighty way, dear God. Remember JoJo's husband, dear Father. Remember her children, dear God, who's lost their mother. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you strengthen them all, dear God. They need your strength, dear Father. We all have lost someone. Fathers, many have lost sons and siblings, dear Father, and spouses, dear God. Grandparents, uncles and aunts, children, dear Father, with the shootings that are going on. So, Father, it's not easy to go through a death, dear Father, of a loved one. It's very hard, dear God, and you know how our hearts grieve, dear Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would undergird them, dear Father, in a mighty way, dear God. You know how to touch and cradle each heart, dear Father, to get through this, dear Father. Lord God, it's something you'll have to go through for life, dear God. Father, the first are hard, dear God, the first birthdays, the first anniversaries, dear God. Those things are hard, dear God, when you have to go through them. But, Father, we're asking that you would undergird this father. Give him the strength, this husband, dear God, to wrap his arms around his children, his daughters, dear God,
his sons, dear Father, that they all be there for one another. Those first are hearts, dear Father. Lord God, the different holidays, the vacations, dear Father, that they take. You know all about them, dear God. We ask that you would bless, lead, guide, and direct, dear Father. Make a way out of no way for them, dear Father, we pray. We ask in the name of Jesus that you give them safety and travels as they begin to travel, and they're making arrangements, dear Father, for the funeral services. Lord, remember the family as they begin to travel. We ask in the name of Jesus. We thank you for bringing Brother Byrene and Judy back from their vacation time, dear God. Father, we ask that you would bless, continue to remember Mary and their father. I know she hadn't been well in body. She had had some things going on in her body, Father, so we ask that you continue to remember her. Strengthen each and every one of them, dear God. They each need your strength, dear Father. Lead, guide, and protect them, dear God. Help Brother Byrene as he's there with his wife. Father, he knows and understands, dear God, because we just lost our brother a year ago. So he knows how it is, dear Father. So help him, dear God, to help her go through, dear God. Still going through it ourselves, dear Father. But Lord, you know and you see, dear Father, we have you to call upon to know where our strength comes from, who can cradle our hearts, dear God, and give us that love and give us the word, dear Father, a smile, dear Father, upon our heart, dear God. When it seems that it's overwhelming, dear Father, you're able to bring us through, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you would just bless. Father, we ask also you remember Sister Regina. You know all about the JC Village, dear God, where she lives. Father, we ask that you would bless, dear God, according to your will. They seem to have some more struggles there in this building, dear God. Don't know the age of that building, dear Father, but you know all about it. Father, they don't have hot running water, dear God, at this time. So, Father, we're asking that you would bless according to your will. Father, you know what they stand in need of, dear God. Father, remember the people in this village. Most of them, if not all, are of senior citizens, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you bless them, watch over and protect them. Remember, Sister Regina, we thank you for seeing her here this morning, Father. You've brought her through, dear God, allowed her to get herself prepared to come to service. So, Father, for this we say thank you, dear God. Continue to remember her in body, dear God. Father, we ask that you would touch her, dear Father. Heal her according to your will. We thank you for all that you've done for her. We ask that you continue to touch her in her eyes, dear Father, as she's seeing, dear God, and what she can see, dear Father. We ask that you would bless her, dear God. Remember Sister Beverly. We thank you for her, dear God. Ask that you continue to touch her in her body. Give her her strength, dear Father, which she stands in need of, dear God, as she leans upon thee, dear God. Father, we ask that you bless her, dear Father. She says she's a little weak this morning, but she's still pressing her way through, dear Father, for thee. Father, we ask that you would be with her, Father. Strengthen her in body. Give her what she stands in need of. Allow her to call upon the saints, dear Father, Lord God. If there's something we can help her with, dear Father, give her what she stands in need of, dear God. Lead, guide, and protect her, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Sister Smith, dear Father. You heard her request. We ask that you be with her, dear Father. Watch over and protect her, dear God. Be with her, dear Father. You heard a request about the children, dear Father. We ask your protection upon our children, dear Father, her children, dear God, all the children, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that people would seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Their children out to Sunday school, dear God, that they can learn of thee, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus. They're learning all this other stuff, dear Father. But, Lord God, they don't know about thee, dear Father. We ask that, dear God, that you would help them, dear Father, to seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear God. We ask that you would bless and help us, dear Father, to walk before them, dear God. And I know Sister Smith is walking before her family, dear God. And, Father, we just ask that you would bring them out, dear God, as she's given the word to them before, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father, remember Sister Holmes, dear God. You heard her request this morning. We thank you for seeing her this morning, dear God. She's out in the house of God. Father, we ask that you be with her, Father. Continue to strengthen her in body, dear God. Remember her and family, dear Father, who just, Lord Father, laid to rest her sister-in-law, dear God. We ask that you be with them. Lead, guide, and protect her, Father. Much death is around us, dear Father, but you didn't tell us we were going to be here always, dear Father. Lord, we who are your children, our children, we are pilgrims passing through this land. Father, we're looking to that land, dear Father, where there is no more death, dear Father. Lord God, we will look upon your face, dear Father, each and every day. So, Father, we ask that you would help us, dear Father, to bring others along, dear Father, that they would seek thee likewise, dear Father. Get their lives right with thee, dear Father, we pray. We ask that you strengthen Sister Holmes while she's here, dear God. Give her what she stands in need of, Father. Lead, guide, and protect her, Father. Give her the love and the nurturing she needs within her body. Remember her family as they care for her, dear God, each and every day, dear Father. We thank you for them, dear God, and all they do for their mother. We ask that you would bless their father. Remember Mr. Dalton, their father. You heard his request, their father, Lord God. He's thankful to be here this morning. We ask that you remember his daughter likewise, their God. Watch over and protect her, their father. Give her the strength she too stands in need of. Remember him, their father, and Lord God, the mother of his child, their God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you remember her, their God. We pray that they will be out one day, their heavenly father. Lord God, that we can see her and this little girl that you have given him, dear Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, watch over and protect her, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you remember other requests, dear God. May not remember them all. We ask that you continue to remember Jaslyn, dear God, as she's driving, dear Father. We ask your protection upon her, dear Father. Lord, there's much going on in the streets, dear Father, and there's cars pulling out in front of us and people just doing all kind of things, dear God. Father, it's a different world, dear Father, when you begin to drive, dear Father. She was explaining and crossing over to another lane, dear Father. And she said, and before she knew it, the car was drifting over when she looked in the mirror, dear Father. And I was explaining to her, even as your word says, dear Father, Lord God, when we put our hand to the plow and look back, Father, we're not fit for the kingdom. But I was just trying to let her see that when you look back and look to the side, how you can easily drift. So, Father, we ask that you be with her, dear Father. Watch over and protect her as she's learning, dear God. Be with Sister Melita, dear Father, as she's teaching her, dear Father. And, Lord God, it is. It can be stressful, dear Father. But, Lord God, we just ask that you bless her. Watch over and protect her, dear God. Not only her, but others that are also learning. Father, it's truly a thing, dear Father. This automobile, dear Father, is a killing machine. But, Father, we ask, dear God, that you watch over and protect them. We need them, dear God. Going from point A to point B. And, Father, we just thank you for all that you've done for us, dear God. We ask that you bless. Father, I thank you, dear God, even as Haley and I was driving on yesterday, dear God, and the gentleman that pulled out in front of us, dear God, I thank you, dear Father, you allowed me, dear God, dear Father, you raised my foot off the gas and onto the brake, dear God, that we didn't hit him, dear Father. Lord God, we just say thank you, dear God. Father, he had a car of people, dear Father, he had in that car. There was three adults and a child, dear God, and we just say thank you that we didn't hit them. Father, we just never know, dear Father, what's going on or where a person's mind is as they're traveling. But, Father, we just say thank you for all that you've done. And, Father, if there be any requests I haven't remembered, dear God, we ask that you bless according to your will. We ask that you would lead, guide, and protect us, dear Father. Be with us in the furtherance of the service. Remember those who may come in to visit, dear Father. I believe it was one of Sister Holmes' nephews, dear Father, may have come in to be in service. We ask that you bless him. Watch over and protect him, dear Father. Give him what he stands in need of as he's here with his grandmother. Father, we ask that you would bless their father in a mighty way. Give him the grace and strength he stands in need of and others that may come. And remember Sister Kiva. Father, we ask that you be with her, dear God. Father, and then loss of her aunt, dear God. We ask that be with that family likewise. Father, you know when you see. And the Jacksons, dear God, who lost a sister-in-law, Father. We ask that you be with them, Father. Be with his brother, dear God, in a mighty way, dear God, who now has to start a life, dear Father, without his companion. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Father. Be with the children, dear Father, who don't have their mother any longer. We ask that you be with them, dear God. Death is all around us, dear God. But, Father, when we have thee, we can call upon your name, dear God. You can be with us and comfort us, dear Father. Carry us. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, lead, guide, and direct us all, dear Father. We ask that you remember any visitors that may come this morning, that they get something out of the lesson, dear Father, as it goes forth this morning. Lead, guide, and protect us, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen. Oh, Lord, not forgetting Sister Francine. Father, you know all about her, dear God, and you know about the shot she's due to take on this coming Tuesday. We ask that you be with her, dear Father. Lead, guide, and protect her. Touch her in her body, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus. Be with Brother Allen, dear Father, by our side. Give him what he stands in need of, dear Father, we pray. We ask these and all blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord. And before you to lift the morning offering, this is the first Sunday in June. Special offering for today is for benevolence. And even as Sister Melissa was praying, was thinking about all things going on in the world today, buildings collapsing, just, trains just derailing, and hundreds of people being killed, hundreds of others being injured. These are the last days. We have to stay prayed up. We have to stay vigilant. We have to keep our eyes off open. Can't fall asleep in Zion. We have to be aware of what's happening. Any day Jesus may come again. Amen. May you think of that song, may he find me in my place when my king shall call for me with a loyal heart, doing well my part when my king shall call for me. This being the first Sunday of the month, that special offering is for benevolence. We, as we file by, we may place that offering in the center plate. We may place our tithes and offerings on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for the foregoing prayers, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us, dear God. And truly, Lord, it is a privilege, dear God, Lord, to have a willing heart, even as the children of Israel did, who brought in the supplies that was needed, that were needed for the building of the tabernacle. We're told that they brought in sufficient and more than what was sufficient, in so much that they were restrained from bringing. They brought so much stuff, and the scripture even said stuff. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you provide for us, dear God. Truly, Lord, with a willing heart and mind, dear God, that we bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. We pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God, and do with them as you will, dear Father, Lord, that your kingdom, Lord, might be blessed. Lord, that souls might be brought into the kingdom. Bless each gift and giver, Lord, and use both to your glory and honor. And Lord, we ask, Lord, for your guidance and for your wisdom, dear God, that we might, Lord, do the works, Lord, that you would have us to do, Lord, with that which you have provided. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Forward, forward is the battle cry. Onward, onward to our home on high. We will conquer, for the Lord or die. The foes retreating press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging for the fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, never faint or fear. Christ our captain is forever near. Be courageous, full of hope and cheer. With full assurance, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging fall of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, put the foe to flight. We are battling for the truth and right. We shall triumph in Jehovah's might. Then do not falter, press the battle on.
shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging full of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, there's a crown before. See it shining on that heavenly shore. We shall wear it when the conflict's o'er. The prize is waiting, press the battle on. Strength and might, the mighty far of heaven. We shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging fall of far is driven, press the battle on. We shall conquer till the raging fall of fire is on, press the battle on.
Praise God.
Amen. Press the battle on.
Amen.
Make sure you got all the whole armor. Make sure you're suited up while you're out there pressing the battle on. Amen. We thank God for the song and prayer service thus far. We're going to stand for a moment to offer up prayer for Pastor Jenkins. Amen. We're going to ask the Lord to touch her in her body, give her utterance in the spirit.
Lord bless.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, Lord, thanking you, dear Father, Lord, for preparing our hearts to receive your word. Lord, now we ask, dear God, that you would touch our dear pastor. Lord, we thank you for her, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the stand that she takes for your word, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that she preaches it without compromise, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her afresh, dear God. And Lord, speak through the lips of clay, dear God, that she might, Lord, give liberty, dear God, in the spirit, dear Father, to your word, that your word may go forth and touch hearts and minds, dear God, that your word may go forth and do, Lord, what you send it to do, dear God, whether it's for reproof, Lord, whether it's for encouragement, whether it's for instruction, dear Father, Lord, whether it's just to build us up, dear God, Father, you know, Lord, for who, what you have sent it for, dear God, and you know, Lord, that it will work the work in each individual heart, dear God, Lord, for which you sent it. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister Jenkins, dear God, give her the strength, dear Father, give her relief in her body, even from any pain, dear God, or affliction that she might be feeling, dear God, in her head, dear Father. Lord, touch her eyes, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you would just touch her, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that she might be able to deliver, dear God, the words of life, Lord, that you have given to her. And help us, dear God, to sit, dear Father, with open hearts and minds, Lord, to receive it. Lord, help our hearts, Lord, to be prepared, dear God, to take in all of your word, dear Father. Lord, not picking and choosing, dear God, but receiving all of it, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that it's all good for our souls. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds. And Lord, if there are any, Lord, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, dear God, Father, we pray, dear God, that they would receive, Lord, this precious word, dear God, as it goes forth. Lord, that their life, Lord, might be changed, dear God. Lord, that they might leave darkness, Lord, and walk in your precious light. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly want to thank God for his goodness to each and every one of us. Giving honor to Sister Blake, I thank God for you, dear sis, and trust that your headache has gone away as mine has subsided. So I thank God for that. Thank God for each and every one. I know Sister Carol's not feeling well, but I thank you, Sister Carol, you're here today. And thank God. We'll continue to whisper a prayer as much as we can and for you this morning, this afternoon, and for each and every one that's here. I trust you have your Bibles, and you're missing quite a few today, but we're here. We have more than two, more than three, and so we thank God. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. God's in our midst. So we thank God for that. Our hearing this morning, we read Micah, the 6th chapter, 1 through 8. I trust you have your Bibles with you and something to write with. So write down some of these scriptures as we get going. We're in the Old Testament, and I thank God he has a word for us there as well as he has in the New. He didn't destroy it, but he left it on record that we can bring it forth as God has given it to us. If you'd like to go back there to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you in verse 8 of Micah 6. Lord bless. He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, serving others for the glory of God. Serving others for the glory of God. You see, when we serve God in accordance with his word, it validates our faith in him in front of others. In 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, Peter in this passage of scripture is letting us know that as believers, our lives and how we live and live them in this sin-cursed world is being watched by others. And Peter is speaking to us directly about serving God and how we serve God on behalf of others. And while God gives us also the ability and the strength to do so, in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, or I should say, yes, 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, in verse 10, we are told these words. He says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And the oracles of God are God's prophecies, God's revelation, God's forewarnings, and God's truth in the word of God. He said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified. You think about that, saints, in everything we do, it must glorify Almighty God. He said that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. You see, under the ministry of God's word, we find food for our souls. We find that God's word is sweet. It has a savor for us. It's wholesome. It's nourishing. And it's strengthening. And it strengthens us with words of wisdom that we may be able to share with someone else. Let us ask ourselves, saints of God, how does God receive glory when we serve? You see, the transforming power of Jesus Christ is on display in your life and in mine when we're out there in the world. When we're in this world in which we live right now, people can see the difference. They can see that you are different from them, what is going on in the world around them. Giving ourselves to God is our spiritual act of worship. When we direct the glory towards God, and instead of accepting that glory on ourselves, when God has called us to pray, or when God has called us to sing, or when God has called us to preach, if we don't accept the glory on ourselves, we stand outside of all of the religious crowd that is out there today, because many are seeking the glory upon them. All of our praise, all of our glory belongs to Almighty God. He is the one that enables us to work in the ministry. How many know what I'm talking about? I can truly say that God has been good to this congregation. He has blessed us in many ways. He has given us faithful brethren in faith. Who love him, his word, and his calling upon our lives. When we think about what God has done for us, we can say, what a mighty God we serve. When we think about what he has done for us in the past few months of this year alone, it should cause us to pause and to say, thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. We just came off of a series of his great plan of salvation. We just went through a Bible study week on drawing closer to God. We just had in two food pantry services titles that say, are you ready? And why can't they see to believe? You see, these messages have been thought-provoking, messages that have fed our hungering souls with spiritual food from Almighty God. Saints of God, let us not let down or become careless in our walk. I'm reminded of Christ's words and messages to the churches in Revelation. You see, we never want to get to the point where we think that we have it all, that we don't have to grow in God. We don't have to continue to study. We don't have to continue to read his word. We don't have to continue to fellowship and be in the house of God. As Sister said, we don't want to be at ease in Zion. Oh, yes, we have been receiving good messages and messages that will keep us in the straight and narrow way. However, the enemy of our soul is still walking about seeking whom he may devour. Jesus said in Revelation, the third chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He warned the church at Sardis, and he's warning you and I today. And look at what he says there in verse 2. He tells us, he said, be watchful. He said, and strengthen the things which remain. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister, I think I don't have nothing to strengthen. We all have something that we can strengthen in Almighty God. We may need to strengthen in our prayer. We may need to strengthen in our faith to God. We may need to have strength in coming to the house of God. He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Oh, I want to make sure everything, saints of God, is in order. I want to make sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed. I thank God even after our Sunday school lesson this morning, Brother Maurice was sharing with me when we're reading the word of God, and Sister brought it out in the lesson so plain downstairs, how God has every minute detail he left there on record for the children of Israel. He told Moses and them how he wanted that tabernacle to be built. He didn't want them to add their thoughts to it. He didn't want them to add their wood or any other things that they wanted. But God had specific instructions for how they were to build the tabernacle. And you and I have the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, which there are specific instructions on how we are to live this life that God has set before us. He doesn't want us adding to the word. He doesn't want us taken away, but he wants us to stay in the straight and narrow way. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 3, he said, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, oh, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, he said, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Oh, sudden events, saints of God. Things will happen suddenly. You see, when the enemy wants us to think that we've got it all going on, the Bible tells us, he that thinketh he stand, take heed, lest he fall. We don't want to think that we've just got it all going on. Amen. But we want to be vigilant saints of God and stay true to God's eternal word so that we can serve others for the glory of God. He said, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Oh, I want to be worthy, saints of God. Amen. You see, the spiritual food we have been receiving is nourishment from God that aids us in deepening our faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew, the 5th chapter, in verse 6, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise our God. Have you found that to be so? He said in John 6, verse 47, these words. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, praise our God. He said, he that believeth on me, this is Jesus speaking here. He is letting us know. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, meaning truly, truly, I'm saying unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He said, I am the bread of life. Have you found him to be the bread of life for you? Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Are you eating of your spiritual food? Are you taking all in that you can? Oh, as we said, and Brother Maurice, I believe, said it at the Bible study, we can eat as much as we want and get as fat as we want in the Word of God. Praise our God. There's no diet restrictions. There's no 1,200 calories or 1,400 calories allowed. You can eat all in Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will eat is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Praise our God. He went on to say, the Jews therefore strove among themselves. Oh, meaning that they were reasoning among themselves. They began to talk among themselves, and they were saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, see, they lacked understanding of what God's word was saying to them. They didn't understand the truth of it, saints of God. That's why we got to get in it and study to show ourselves approved unto God. He said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There's no reason for any of us not to understand the truth of God's word. He went on to say in verse 53, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you. Then he just let them know. He said, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Oh, did you hear what Jesus said? This is a requirement, saints of God. This is something that we have to do. He said, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. This is what Christ is letting us know. He went on to say, he let us know about, this is our spiritual food. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Oh, there are many times where there are those who claim to be saved, and many miss out on ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Many miss out on partaking of the bread and the cup. Oh, but we don't have a reason, because the word of God, Jesus, lets us know this is our spiritual food. And he lets us know, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, we have eternal life in us, and he will raise us up at the last day. But look at what he said in verse 57. He said, as the living Father has sent me, he said, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me even shall live by me. Praise our God. Oh, then he went on to say, this is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna. And we Bible students know in the Old Testament that that's what the children of Israel had. They ate manna from above. He said, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? Oh, people are saying that today, saints. All these same words, people are saying, oh, I don't understand that. I don't understand why Jesus is saying these words. Then he went on to say, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? My, 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 saints of God, we're living in a time where people are so offended by the things of God. They're offended by you saying the pledge. I mean, in God's name, in the pledge. They're offended by God's name being said in prayer. They're offended by Jesus' name being said. They don't want it taught in school. They don't want prayer offered up in all of the board meetings and the various things that are going on. Parents are coming out against it. We don't want them to open up in prayer. But, oh, let something happen in the school. And the first thing you hear, pray. Pray. We need prayer.
We're living in a time right now, I was listening, there's a school district that this past year, they had so many suicides that were happening. See, when you take God out of school, you allow the enemy to come in, and the enemy will begin to talk to the children, and the enemy will begin to let them believe within their mind that they can take their lives, and it's okay for them to do. Not so according to the word of God. That's why our children need to be in Sunday school. Our children need to know about Jesus. We teach them everything else. We allow them to go to all these ball games, and they pick up all kinds of things there. We allow them to go to all these social events with their friends. We allow them to have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all these things, and all these devilish things that they're able to look at and to read. And but we won't teach them about Jesus. We won't tell them about the one who died that they might live. Oh, saints of God. I know this is not a popular message. I may have to say amen to the word because the Spirit of the Lord is given. But this is what's happening today in our time. You think about the souls that are going into eternity. I heard the other day in the news, I believe it was right here on the hilltop, a 14-year-old got shot and killed. We're living in a time right now, young people are going into the grave faster than those supposedly who are in their 80s and 90s and 70s. We're losing a generation because of what? Many of them have not been taught about God, but they've been taught about living a fast and furious life. Oh, that's happening right now in our world. But look at what Jesus said in verse 62. He said to ask his disciples, does this offend you? He went on to say, what? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Do we believe that the word of God is spirit and life to our souls? He said, but there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. And who should betray him? And he said, therefore I say unto you that no man can come unto me except it was given unto him of my Father. So you just can't get saved when you get ready, get good and ready. You got to come when you are being called by Almighty God. Then in John 4, Jesus told the woman at the well that he could give her a drink of living water. This living water is still available to souls today only if they believe. He promised her that this water would satisfy her in the depths of her soul. You see, he told her in verse 13 that if she kept drinking the water from the well, she would get thirsty again. However, in verse 14, he said these words. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In other words, Jesus is promising that just one trip to him will satisfy the soul forever. How many have found out to be so? Praise our God. To the lost this afternoon, you may have tried it all. And if you have, I think I can safely say that it has left you feeling quite hungry right now, feeling empty and unfulfilled in your soul. You see, our world right now will have you on an endless journey of discovering your individual identity, peer personality tests, all their going dream assessment, asking yourself questions like, where do I belong in this society? But you see, as a follower of Jesus Christ, we are called to find our identity in him. Our world encourages you to look within yourself for your identity, especially looking to your job, your career. And those are the things that they will say to you. Well, you have a career. You have a job that's there for you. However, your job or your career may be changing. You don't know in our world that we live in today. You may have that job today and may not have it tomorrow. It is not a solid foundation for one to build upon. Oh, it's not a permanent solution, but Jesus Christ is. I can tell you that. Anytime it could change without any warning. But God, however, is unchanging.
We're told in Malachi, the third chapter, verse 6, he said these words. He said, for I am the Lord. I change not. Have you found that to be so? Have you found that our God is reliable? Have you found out that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? You see, if you find your identity in him, you will never, he will never let you down, because he has proven time and time again that our God is trustworthy. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh with us. Have you found that to be so? You see, if you will come to Jesus, and you will receive Jesus into your heart and in your life, our Savior will save you, and he will forever satisfy the deepest cravings of your heart that you might have this afternoon. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, oh, I don't know about that. I'm living my life. I'm trying to find out what I want to do in life. We have a lot of people in our world right now that are trying to find out what they want to do in life, and many are going into eternity without Jesus Christ. We know we have young people right now. Some of them are on the cusp of turning 18 years old. They can't wait to get out from underneath their parents. Oh, I just want to live. Some are 16 years, just turned 16 years old. Oh, they have so many dreams and aspirations. And don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. There's nothing wrong with having dreams and aspirations, but remember what the Word of God says in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and the first verse. It said, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Oh, praise our God, before the evil days come nigh. That's what the Word of God, while the evil days come nigh, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Oh, young people, God wants you to remember him now. He wants you to remember him before you get all that luggage and all that baggage going on behind you, and you don't, or you're not able to see through it. And then you come and say, well, I'm not able, I don't know if God is able to save me. I've gotten myself into this. I've gotten myself into that. I don't know if God, yes, God is able to save you. And if you would come to him in your youth, he'll save you. You may say, well, Sister Renee, you didn't come in your, no, I didn't, and I regret every day of it, because I know that God would have saved me if I would have turned my life over to him. Yes, that when I was young, oh, I too, just like any young person in here, we had a hard head. We thought our parents didn't know anything. You think about it. When you're born into this world, God gives us parents to nurture us up. And our parents begin nurturing us. They know how to feed us. They change our diapers before we even knew we had anything that they needed to change. Praise our God. I tell this to little Tatum all the time. The only time he says something to me when he's trying to go in, when Nana don't come in, I got to go to the restroom on my own. I said, I saw that before, your little butt before you even knew you had one. Praise God. And then we get to a period where we depend on them. And then they get to a period, they go to school, as right now. Many, even when they're 5 years old, and then they begin to get their own independence, where they know, well, I can do it myself. I can do it on my own. I don't need your help. Oh, and then later on in life, when they get a little older, it still goes on to that 16, 17, 18 years old. But oh, when they go out and they try to buy their first home, or they try to buy their first car, who do they come to? Back to mom and dad to depend on them, to help them through. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Oh, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And God wants you to remember him in the days of your youth, so that God can use you to God's glory and to God's honor. So you won't be marrying something that God didn't tell you to marry. You won't be marrying outside of the will of Almighty God. And then you have to come back and say, well, I didn't know. God will guide you into all truth. Praise our God. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. Praise our God. Our God is able, saints of God. Oh, when we think back over our lives and think about all the things that God has brought us through, we can say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I wasn't thinking at that time, but Lord, I thank you that you blessed me and brought me through. And I'm going to run for you, Lord God. I'm going to serve you, Lord God. I'm going to serve you all the way through. I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to look to the left. I'm not going to look to the right, but I'm going to stay in the straight and narrow way because I know that now I'm drinking from the water that will satisfy my soul. I'm drinking from all that you have given me. Saints of God, you remember there's an old hymn that used to be sing. We used to sing. It's in all things in Jesus. And the refrain says, all that I want is in Jesus. You know that song? You remember that hymn? He satisfied. Joy, he supplied. Have you found that to be so?
Yeah.
Life would be worthless without him. Oh, praise our God. All things in Jesus I found. Oh, I found that to be so. Amen. Praise our God. You see, our spiritual nourishment, it enables us as believers to experience God's love and presence in our life in this present sinful world. And it allows us to be able to grow closer to Almighty God. You see, Jesus said in John 6, we just read, he tells us that the word of God imparts life. That's what he said there in verse 63. When he said these words, praise our God. He said, it is the spirit, praise our God, that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Praise God. You see, the Bible oftentimes speaks of the spiritual food that we need. I want you to write these down due to time, saints of God. Many passages of scripture describe God's word as food. It provides milk, we are told in 1 Peter 2. It is meat, according to 1 Corinthians 3:2, and bread, according to Deuteronomy 8:3, and also Job 23:12. And then the psalmist says, it is sweeter than honey, in Psalms 119:103. Look at what the prophet Jeremiah told us in Jeremiah 15, verse 16. He said, thy words, praise our God, were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Oh, the inner man was rejoicing after eating the word of God. He said, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Praise our God. Saints of God, we are to be just like the prophet Jeremiah. When we hear the word of God, you see the messages he was called to deliver unto others were as food to him. And he cheerfully received them. He treasured them up in his memory. He digested them in his mind and carefully retained them. Jeremiah ate in faith. That is why he could say, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Do you find that in God's word? You see, when we eat from the spiritual table that God has prepared for us through his word, we too will find that his word is the joy and rejoicing in our heart. We will know the importance of taking in God's word because God has something for us to do, saints. He has something for us to do in this world, something for us to do in serving others to glorify our Almighty God. Oh, when we take in, we know the importance of taking in God's word, of making it part of our daily walk, our daily talk, our daily lives with the Lord. Oh, we will find that our lives will be more spiritual. Our lives will benefit us more. How many have found that to be so? When you have the word of God, I thank the Lord, even though it was a week, it went by quickly. And we were here late in the evening. We were here till 9 o'clock. But I thank God because I found that I was being filled in my soul. I found that I was eating the word of God and listening to brethren who had studied the word of God. I'm speaking of Brother Levester and Brother Maurice and how they brought the word of God, the Bible week. You know, some would say, oh, you're in church a whole week. Oh, but I thank God. It was like a revival. As Sister India said, it was a revival for my soul. I could eat the word of God, and I was with my brothers and sisters who
was eating right alongside of me, who were enjoying the same word of God. And God was pouring it out to us in a rich blessing. And I received my portion and then some. I was able to go home and still meditate upon what the word of God had said to me, what the brethren had brought forth. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, it wasn't just here in the basement of 116 South Wayne Avenue, but oh, when I was driving home, oh, when I got home and woke up the next day getting up, oh, I felt myself being refreshed. I felt myself going on for the Lord because I've been fed most of the day. All evening long, I sat up underneath the word of God and hearing what thus saith the Lord. Praise our God. And then I could say as the prophet, he said here, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Did you feel that, saints of God? You see, the word of God is not something we merely read as a Sunday afternoon Bible story, but it's to be eaten by God's people. When we read the word, we pause, we chew on it a while, we meditate, we reflect on the meaning and the application of what we've read. See, we need spiritual food. We need the word of God. We need to do the will of God. And we need Jesus himself. Look at what he says in Psalms, the first chapter. The psalmist says to us, he says these words in Psalms 1, verse 1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Oh, you may say, well, Sister Renee, how does this have to do with serving others? If you don't know the word of God, how do you know how blessed you are? How do you know where you ought to walk and how you ought to talk and how you are to do things? He said, but he went on to say here, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, is our delight in Almighty God, is our delight in what is being dispensed through God's eternal word. Oh, yes, we've been eating of some good word lately, saints. No, I only said, shouldn't say lately, but God has been blessing us with good word of God. He's been blessing us with the truth of God's eternal word. When we come here for a Saturday, when we come and hear the word of God at the food pantry, God has blessed us with rich messages. When we come on Wednesday and hear the word of God, God has blessed us again with rich word of God. When we come on Sunday and hear the word of God, God has blessed us with rich messages of God. Oh, praise our God. When we sit in Sunday school, our Sunday school lesson has given us information that we needed to know, how the journey started back in the Old Testament that brought us to the New. And now we understand how it connects. We are able to learn those things. That's what we have. And that's why the psalmist says here, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Are we meditating upon the things of God day and night? He said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Praise our God. You see, being saved by grace is God's free gift that we did not deserve. We received this gift by having faith in Christ Jesus, his son, who died for our sins on the cross. I found that being saved has made a big difference in my life. And I thank God that he has beautified me with salvation. And I don't have to worry about the world's acceptance of beauty. But I have the beauty of knowing, as the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Notice the words in Christ. See, being in Christ means we have a new ID. We now walk in newness of life. We are now a part of a new family, the family of God. As our Sunday school lesson last Lord's Day said, we are under new sovereignty. We are no longer running around with the ID we had when we lived in the world, when we lived in sin, having malice, having hatred, having envy, covetousness, pride, strife, being unlovable, devious, all these things in the heart. You see, all that changed in Christ Jesus.
We're told in Galatians, the third chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says these words in verse 26. He said, for ye are all the children of God by faith. Oh, we have to believe the word of God, saints of God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So we are all the children of God by faith. Praise our God. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Have you put on Jesus Christ? He said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. See, it means we no longer are what we were, dead in trespasses and sins. But now we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And with that, we possess the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, do we have to have it? We have to have all of those in the Lord, which will cause us to walk worthy of the vocation, cause us to walk worthy of the calling wherewith we have been called. And we now live our lives as redeemed. We are told in Romans 3, verse 24, these words. He said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption. You think about that. We have been justified by his grace, freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, redemption is nothing we can earn. It is a gift. The Bible tells us in Romans 6, 23, he says these words. He said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we are redeemed, we become different people. And then we're able to serve others for the glory of God. We are now the citizens of the kingdom of God. We are no longer a captive of sin and death. We now live in anticipation of our eternal home. That's in glory that Jesus went to prepare for you and I. You see, when a person comes to Jesus for salvation, the Holy Spirit gives them spiritual gifts so that God might use them serving others for the glory of him in the kingdom of God. We're told in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Look at these words. He says there in verse 1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. Oh, these are the gifts that have been given to God's people. These gifts, you may say, well, Sister Renee, doesn't the world have gifts? No, gifts come from God to be used to the glory and honor of God. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles. He said, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. He said, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. My, my, my. He went on to say, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. He said, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. You may have one gift, but it comes from the same Lord, Almighty God, and it's all used to serve others for Christ Jesus. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The indwelling of this Holy Spirit allows us to be able to do the will of Almighty God with the gifts that God has given us. He went on to say there, and for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. You think about it. God didn't give us all the same gifts. We may have more than one of these, but God has given them all by the same Spirit. He went on to say there, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits,
to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But look at what he said, but all these worketh the one and the self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. God has given these gifts, saints of God, to be used in the kingdom of Almighty God and to be used to God's glory so that we can serve others for the glory of God. He went on to say, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. See, we have to have unity, one. And brother spoke about this, I believe it was, a couple Wednesday nights ago. He talked about unity in one of his messages on a Wednesday night. He goes on to say, therefore, what by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Oh, saints of God, we're all workers together in Christ Jesus. He said, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Oh, you think about it. When we have our services out on the parking lot and brother is out there preaching the word of God, it's still one body of Christ. Amen. We're all one body. Brother may be out there on Saturdays on food pantry, and we're in here on the, but it's all one body of Christ doing the work of Almighty God. Praise our God. When we're even at the fish and chicken fry and we're giving the messages, that's still all one body of Christ working in the spirit. Praise our God to bring souls to Jesus Christ. You see, all the spiritual gifts, they have their work in the body of Christ. They all serve to edify the body. They all serve to glorify God. Each of us have been gifted in a special and unique fashion by the Holy Spirit of God so that we can serve others for the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Some gifts like tongues and healing have been blown out of proportion. And other gifts like giving and helps have not been given nearly enough attention. You see, all of us need to have a servant heart to serve in the kingdom of Almighty God. If we don't have a servant heart, we can't serve Almighty God. Why? Because Jesus told us in Matthew 23, verse 11, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Do you believe what the word of God says?
Amen.
You see, our Lord and Savior was our example. Those of us who attend the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, we know John, the 13th chapter, real well. We've been over it many times. And in that scripture, what Jesus said, he said, the servant is not greater than his Lord. You remember it, saints of God. Turn with me there just for a moment. We'll touch on it, and you can read the rest of it in your leisure. But it's John 13, and he says there in verse 15 these words, praise our God. He said, verily, verily. He said, I say unto you, this was Jesus Christ speaking. Excuse me, and he was saying unto his disciples, he said, verily, verily, I believe it is, starting with verse 15, he says, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. You see, Jesus, in verse, let me go back just a little bit for those who may not know this scripture. He said there in verse 12, he says, it says, so after he had washed their feet, speaking of Jesus Christ, washing the disciples' feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, look at what he says, ye also ought, that word ought is duty bound, to wash one another's feet. He said, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. You see, the greatest, most essential gift that God gave his church is the gift that contains the most divine power of his love working in us and through you and I in this world. In our scripture text this afternoon, God had brought a charge against his people. You Bible students may know the story, and if you don't, I ask you to read all of it in your leisure. God had brought a charge against his people, and that charge is the same that he brings to you and me today. You see, the people in Micah's day, they were a deeply religious people. They were very faithful in performing their acts of worship. But what they were doing was empty, and it was meaningless, and God took note of that. Micah was appointed by God to speak out against the sins of the people. He spoke against the rich who oppressed the poor. He spoke against false prophets that were making all kinds of empty promises to him. Through Micah, God warned the people that if they did not repent of their sins, that he would bring the Assyrian forces to destroy Jerusalem and to reduce it to rubble. But the people could not comprehend what wrong that they had done, that God would allow the foreign forces to destroy them. In verse 1 and 2 of chapter 6, God caused the mountains and hills to witness his charges against them. And then in verse 3 and 4, he reminds them of his ways, that he had helped them. And then in verse 6 through 7, God's people are pictured as a man who realizes all his sins against God, and his conscience is stricken, that he wants to know what he could do to remedy the situation. As we read these verses, we see that what he thinks God requires from him are merely outward acts of devotion. He thinks that if he comes to God with what he believes is the right gift to offer him, that God will surely accept that gift. But in verse 8, God lets him know what is required. He said, he has showed thee, meaning God, oh man, what is good and what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. You see, saints of God, as we go through this life serving God, we need to be careful not to let our acts of service to become empty and meaningless and void of kindness. We must always remember to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. We're living in a time right now where people, so to speak, if I can say this, they're wearing their feelings on the outside. If you say something to people, people get so offended by things that people say, and they get more offended when it comes from the people of God. I've heard many times where people say, well, I thought they were saved. Because we are saved, that doesn't mean we don't tell the truth to you. That means we tell you the truth. That's what Paul told Paul told Peter back in the Word of God. You see, when the saints of God come and tell you the truth of God's Word, it is not that they don't love you, but they are telling you the truth. And Paul said in one passage of scripture, I believe it is back in Galatians, if someone finds it, they can let me know, where Paul said, I become your enemy now that I tell you the truth. Many will get offended if the saints of God tell them the truth of God's word. And they will get frustrated. Then the first thing is, well, I'm not going to come to church over there. I'm going to go to church over here. I've been offended. But if something offends you, if something is hurtful to you and you don't understand, God has a remedy in the Word of God. Come to the saints of God. Ask a question. But saints of God, we've got to make sure that we, in this day and time in which we live right now, that we do justly and love mercy and walk humbly with our God. That we be nice and kind and kind to people. We be kind to people in general. You see, there's a difference between being nice and being kind. The Spirit of the Lord wants us to understand that God's way of kindness is not what the world exhibits. He's not talking about when we buy a stranger a cup of coffee or we allow someone to get in front of us in the grocery store or when we bring in our neighbor's trash can or when we tell somebody they got food in their teeth. These are nice random acts. But kindness is not a random act according to the Word of God. And it is not only to be exhibited to the one sitting next to us in the pew this afternoon. No, our kindness is to all mankind. We're told in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 18, it says these words, if it be possible,
as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. And in Hebrews 12, verse 14, we are told to follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. You see, the word kind carries the idea of being good, pleasant, and gracious in our dealings with others. And we find that to be so. Oh, I find that in my ministry, saints of God, because many do not understand the word of God. Many want everything to be roses. Many want you to say what they want you to say instead of what thus saith the Lord. Many want you to go along with the way that they're living their lives right now. But we've got to be kind and gentle and tell them the truth of God's eternal word.
Galatians 4:16.
Praise our God. Turn with me there for a moment. Thank you, Sister Blake. I knew it was in Galatians, but I just couldn't find it there. Oh, look at what Paul says there. Galatians 4:16. He said to Peter, after he had to instruct him and let him know some things, he said, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? We're living in a time right now that many treat us now as enemies because we tell them the truth of God's word. But saints of God, let us be kind when we say it to them. Let them know in love what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
We are kind to others. We give evidence that we are saved and that we are walking under the leadership of Almighty God, the leadership of the Spirit of God. We're told in Galatians 5, we're told that one of the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. When we are kind, we have a gentle, calm, tender, nurturing spirit about us. Jesus said in Luke verse 35 these words. He said, but love your enemies, praise our God, and do good. Praise our God. We've got to love our enemies, saints of God. Love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. He said, but be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. And oh, many take this out of context.
Yes,
oh, you're judging me. No, the word of God is judgment. It's already, that our late Pastor Wilbert used to tell us, it's preliminary judgment. He said, condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Oh, but look at what he said. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. Oh, saints of God, we've got a lot of giving to do. He said, shall men give unto your bosom? For with the same measure that you meet, wherewithal shall be measured to you again. Oh, our God wants us to give. He loves a cheerful giver. Regardless of how others treat us, you and I have got to always respond by being kind. We've got to respond by being gentle. We've got to respond by being gracious in our dealings with them. That pleases the Lord, and it proves that we are his. It shows us that the new man is alive and that he is working in our lives. How many know what I'm talking about? Because we are living in a time of a touchy generational time. Oh, people will get offended by everything. Oh, I found that to be so. If you say something to them, oh, I'm offended. Oh, you hurt my feelings. Oh, you said something that I didn't like. Oh, let me tell you something. If you're going to come to God, your feelings are going to have to get hurt.
Amen.
If you want to live for Jesus Christ, you got to turn away from all of this world and all of its follies. You got to live according to what thus saith the Lord. Oh, you've got to know that it's not going to be that easy walk of flower, a bed flower, a bed of ease, but it's going to be according to God's eternal word. And I believe that's why some don't come, because they realize that they can't get away with just doing any old thing in the Lord. No, you got to put on, as we're told in Colossians, the third chapter, verse 12, where it says, put on therefore as the elect of God. You see, in the prior verses, we are told what to put on. Now Paul is telling us what we as true believers are to put on. He said, put on, therefore, as the elect of God. He said, holy
and beloved vows of mercy. Oh, mercies. And there's that word kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. Saints of God, someone suffered long with you and I to get us where we are today. And I thank God for it. Oh, if we're going to win our unsaved loved ones, we've got to show that kindness. We got to show that love and that meekness and humbleness of mind to them. He went on to say, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, look at what he tells you and I to do. He said, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. We got to put it on, saints of God. That means it's just not naturally flowing into it. We've got to put that on so that we will live according to God's eternal word. You see, when we are walking in newness of life, we will have the fragrance of Christ in our lives. And that fragrance is love. He said in John 13, verse 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Our lives, now that we are saved, are controlled by the Lord, which is a life of love. Love is what sets us apart from the rest of the world. I'm not talking about the world's definition for love. Oh, the world has a definition, and God has the one that we need to stand on, saints of God. Praise our God. You see, our new life is characterized by a new direction. It is no longer the world, the flesh, and the devil for the believer. Now it is the will and word of Almighty God. A new dependence upon the word of God dwelling in you and I. You see, the word cannot get into us until we first get into the word.
Amen.
David said in the Psalms, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Is God's word tucked away in your heart? You see, when it gets in us, it will control us. The word of God ought to feel at home in us. You may say, Sister Renee, how can that be? Because Jesus is the word. We're told in John, the first chapter, oh, that he is the word. He said, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. So when the word gets inside of us, it will control us. The word of God ought to feel at home in us. The word of God should not feel out of place in our lives. Now that we are saved, we have put off forever the deeds of the old man. However, when we are saved, we have put on once forever the deeds of the new man. Turn with me to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Paul, in this passage of scripture, he lists three characteristics that should be true of every believer. You see, these attitudes should stand in place of those that he listed in verse 31, bitterness, wrath, and anger. But look at what he says there in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise our God. As children of God, he says we are to be, verse 32 says these words, ye kind one to another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Luke 6, verse 30 says, to give to every man that asketh of thee, praise our God. You think about that, saints of God. We got to give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. For if we love them which love you, what thank have ye for sinners who love those that love them? And if ye do good to them which do good to you, he said, what thank, or meaning what credit, have ye for sinners also do even the same. Saints of God, we've got to escalate above what a sinner does in this world. We may not have all the money that many of them have, but we have Almighty God in our lives. We have the Spirit of Almighty God working within us so that we can serve others. You see, the mercy of God calls us to be diligent and fervent in service for him. When the people in our scripture text this morning in Micah, they discovered how displeased God was with them. They asked God a question. Look at what they ask him. Turn with me to Micah, the 6th chapter. They ask him in verse 6 this question, wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year, year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You see, they wanted to know, how then can we make our worship meaningful? How then can we please God? What will God accept? And then in verse 8, God gave them the answer. He responded to them. He said, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Oh, saints of God, our Christian walk is more than us just coming to the house of God. It's more than you and I just reading our Bible. It's more than us just tithing and singing in the choir and visiting the sick and shut in. Let us not lose sight of what it means to serve Almighty God, but let us understand what the Holy Spirit of God is saying. Church attendance, yes, is a requirement. We are told in Hebrews 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Also reading and meditating on God's word is also a requirement. We're told in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, to study to show ourselves approved unto God. In John 5, verse 39, we are told to search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And in making a joyful noise unto the Lord is also a requirement, according to Ephesians 5, verse 19, where it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And then we have a responsibility to visit the sick and shut in. It is a requirement. Turn with me to Matthew 25 and look at what Jesus said in the Word of God. You may say to me, Sister Renee, is this all about serving others? Oh, yeah, we've got to serve others. But we start first with the household of faith, and then we serve others. God wants us. We are out there in the community right now doing various things, and we want the community to see the love of God that we have within us. And look at what it says in verse 31 when Jesus said these words. Of Matthew 25, he said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Whoa, he's talking about the judgment day. Then he went on to say, and he shall set the sheep on the right hand, and but the goats on the left. I want to be on the right, saints of God. Amen. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. See, this is not just a thought-up plan that God just thought up at the end. No, this was prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Then he went on to say, for I wasn't hungered, and ye gave me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Saints of God, these are all the things that God requires of us so that we can serve others for the glory and honor of Almighty God. He said, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came in. You came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came in unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto thee, verily I say unto you, in as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brother, you have done it unto me. Praise our God. See, when we do the work of the ministry and we are serving the poor, we are doing it unto Almighty God. We are no respecter of persons. When God sends a soul to us, saints of God, we can't look at that soul and say, well, you know, we can't help them. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. I don't believe in my heart that God wants us giving out
monetary money to all these people that are asking for. But if we have this world's goods and we have something that we can share with someone else, but first let us tell them about Jesus. Let us share with them about what Jesus Christ can do for their lives and how Jesus Christ can change them. You see, serving God is more than just us running through a punch list of activities. If you and I are ever going to come close to living in life, living a life pleasing to Almighty God, the most basic things that you and I can do is to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. I'm reminded of a scripture in James. As I was reading that scripture there just now, and the Lord brought it to me. Look at James, the second chapter. And look at the words that it says there. He said, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. He said, for if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, meaning that you see two of them come in, one come in with, you know, with the world bling bling on, and the other comes in, and they don't have the richness. They may not even smell that good. He said, and you say to the one that has all the good on, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? God wants us to receive, saints of God, all mankind, serving others for the glory of God. It reminds me, saints of God, on the day of the late Brother Mann's funeral. And those of us who worship here with him, we know that Brother Mann loved to pray. He prayed often for the homeless, the downtrodden, those who were sleeping under bridges and didn't have food. And he would come in, and those were his prayer requests. And on that day, I remember it was told to me that a man came to the door, and clearly he was hungry and needed food. And someone may say, isn't that ironic that God would, on Brother Man's, you know, celebration of life day, and we were having dinner downstairs, send someone in need. And I remember there was Brother Tony at the door, and then Brother Maurice, and Brother Tony mentioned to him, and if I've got these words wrong, let me know, saints of God, because I want to make sure it's correct. And Brother Tony said to Brother Maurice that he came, and Brother Maurice said, okay, and they went downstairs, and I believe it was Sister Millicent in the kitchen, and they said, we need a shell, you know, a box of food to give to someone. They brought it up, and the man sat down there at that desk right there in the foyer, and he ate the food. And then he loved the juice, I think it was, that Sister Carol made, and he wanted some more. Then he wanted dessert. Went down and got him some dessert. Oh, that is serving others for the glory of God. You know, we didn't invite him downstairs because we know that it was a family affair with the family downstairs. But we provided a place for him, his condiments and all the things he needed to be able to enjoy the meal that God had blessed him with. That's what God wants from you and I, saints of God. That's how we walk humbly before Almighty God. That's how, when we come into the house of God and we see others that are in need, that we're able to help them. That's why when they come up, even at the end of food pantry and we're trying to get out, and they say, oh, we hand them still a box of food. I mean, we don't go and try to chase folks down, but if they come up and they knock on the door and we're still in here trying to, we still hand them out a box of food. That food is done to the glory and honor of God. And I thank God that we're serving others for the glory and honor. This is not us patting ourselves on the back, but we're doing it to the glory and honor of Almighty God.
because God wants us to do justly. He wants us to love mercy, and he wants us to walk humbly with him. Praise our God. And our fastest way to humility is the way of Christ Jesus. And that it was a way of serving others. Praise our God. In Mark 10, verse 45, Jesus says these words, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Praise our God. You see, Jesus used his impending sacrifice as the ultimate example of a sacrificial service that he gave. He sets the pattern for all his people to follow. And we're following that pattern. I thank God for it, saints. I thank God for the work that is being done in the food pantry. I thank God for the outreach that God has given us. And if God can show us something else to help out others, allow God to show us the things of Almighty God so that we will do the work of Almighty God. You see, our Savior, when he said he came to minister, not to be ministered to, but to minister to others and to give his life for many. You see, he could have called legions of angels to do his bidding. Instead, he walked many dusty miles serving those around him. He could have come to this world as a king and been born in a palace and with servants and great wealth. But instead, he was born in a stable in humble poverty. He did not come to be served, but he came to serve. And I thank God that now that we're saved, that we can serve. Because I can remember when I was unsaved, I didn't believe in serving like this. But I thank God for salvation. You see, if our God is willing to serve sinful humanity, we ought to be willing to serve them as well and do it in love. See, the main motivation behind our servitude must always be love. Your Bible students know it well. As we said in John 13, when Jesus and his disciples, they finished their meal in the upper room, the word of God tells us that Jesus girded himself with a towel and he washed his disciples' feet. He took the place of a slave and he washed the feet of men that would run away from him later on. Praise our God. I thank God for little Tatum. He has a heart of gold. And I thank God because Brother DeAndre and Sister Maria have taught him because, you know, to help out others. But he believed everybody needs help. On our way here, Lord willing, on this past Tuesday, when we came down the bridge, you know, coming off the freeway to get off a Broad Street exit, he said, "Oh, no, Nana." And I said, "What?" He said, "I forgot to bring food." And I said, "What?" He said, "I forgot to bring food." And forgetting in my mind, he said, "That man over there, he needs food." And I remember that Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre and them and on their way on Sunday morning, they bring food and give to the people at the end of the freeway. And Tatum remembers that. No doubt in my mind, little Liam probably sees it too, but, you know, he doesn't talk right now, but we're trusting the Lord that he's beginning to say some words. Thank you for your prayers for that. But little Tatum, he said, "Oh, Nana, I forgot to bring food." And it did my heart glad to think that a child of 5 years old recognized the fact that you give to others and help out others. But then as we're going down the street, he said, "That man over there needs food." I said, "No, he's cutting the grass. He was cutting the grass at ODOT." Then we got down the street. He said, "That man, he was riding his bike. He needs food." I said, "No, he's riding his bicycle. He doesn't. He's not carrying a sign." But he takes it all to the end, I think, on Tatum. But I thank God for that. You might be saying, "Well, Sister Renee, what does that mean?" Saints of God, it's sad to know that there are many Christians who will make 1,001 reasons as to why that they cannot help out someone. Some even won't even pay their tithes. Am I saying anything about anybody here? Thank God for the saints here who love the Lord enough. Our God tells us in 2 Corinthians 9, turn with me there for a moment, and we're coming to a close.
tells us these words in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. You hear people all the time, and the first thing they say, well, they shouldn't have gotten themselves in that situation. We don't know why they're in that situation. We don't know what happened in life, you know, an accident or on the job, or someone loses their job, or someone goes through something that could cause it. But it's not our responsibility to try to figure that out. It's just to do what the Lord has told us to do. And that is to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with the Lord. But look at what it says there in 2 Corinthians 9, in verse 6. Praise our God.
Yes.
He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Oh, think about this. See, if you are sowing sparingly, meaning you just, I'm just going to give a little bit to get by, you shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. If you give bountifully, God is going to bless you bountifully. He said, every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of a necessity. Well, you know what? I've got to do this because the saints are doing it. All the other saints are doing it. That's not what God wants from us, saints. He said, every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of a necessity. For God loveth what? A cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. When you give, God can make all grace abound toward you, that ye also, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Oh, praise our God. When you give, God will give back to you, and he will give back bountifully. Oh, you may hear people say, well, Sister Renee, it seems like people are begging all the time. Yeah, they might be. God is not telling us that we have to turn around and give money to everyone that asks. But if you see someone that's hungry, that's in need, you may say to them, if you go over to the local McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever may be on the corner, and you take them there and buy them a meal to eat, oh, that is pleasing in the sight of Almighty God. Why? Because God loves a cheerful giver. We can only give cheerfully when the condition of our heart is right with Almighty God, and we are giving direct, dictated by our love for Almighty God. Praise our God, saints of God. When we see somebody in need, don't just turn them away and say, well, you know, they got themselves in that predicament. You don't know what might have happened. But if they have a need, let us supply that need if we're able to supply it. He said in verse 7, listen to these words again. He said, every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. As you purpose in your heart, let us give, not grudgingly, not just say, well, you know, I got to give this to this individual. I got to give here. They want me to give. No, we don't grudge give, but we give according as God has blessed us. He said, or of necessity. Well, you know, they said the canister's downstairs, so I guess I better put a couple dots. That's not how God wants it. For God loveth what? A cheerful giver. Praise our God. And he is and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Thank the Lord. Abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency. See, when you give, God is going to make sure you have everything that you need. Praise our God. I know, saints of God, we don't have time for all of the message, but I trust that the Lord will allow us to bring back the remainder of the message, because God wants us to know how our giving and giving to the poor is something that God has asked us to do in the Word of God. But let me finish that verse there. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God bless you is my prayer. Praise our God. Praise our God.
Praise.
Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his word. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Serving others for the glory of God, not to serve ourselves, but serving others for the glory of God. Not serving others because we feel like they can return the favor, but to the glory of God. Amen. Thank God for his precious, precious word. Amen. And in the same way that when we were in Sunday school class, we were saying how God was very detailed in his instructions, as Pastor said, to the children of Israel, and he gave Moses great detail in how the tabernacle was to be erected. That verse 8, he shows what is good. That Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? In the New Testament, it tells us that pure religion and undefiled is this, to visit the widows and fatherless and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. This here we're shown in the Old Testament, what is good? What doth the Lord require? But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. And as Pastor said, there just even in what is in this one verse, the gentleness that is there, the fruit of the Spirit that we have to manifest, that's shown in just that one verse. Amen. If we do this, God will be pleased with our walk. Thank God for his word. Amen. What shall we sing?
504.
Evening light. Shall we stand? Evening light. Number 504. I surrender all. Amen. In order to walk humbly with God, we have to surrender.
Amen.
Self has to be slain and Jesus has to reign in us. I surrender all. Shall we stand?
All to Jesus I surrender. All to all to Jesus, I
What it takes.
Amen.
We have to give up self, sin, and self, and anything that's not like God. To surrender is to stop fighting against, to stop resisting.
Amen.
The Lord's will.
Amen.
And to submit.
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
It says, I surrender all, not just some things, but I surrender all. In order to serve others and to serve God, we have to surrender to God's will. We can't come in with our own ideas and opinions or think, well, I think this over here would be a good way to do things. And so even though the Spirit of the Lord, it seems to be indicating to do something else, I want to do it this way. That's not surrender.
Amen.
We read of how the Apostle Paul thought to go one direction, mm-hmm. but the Lord forbade him to go there. So he had to surrender to the will of the Lord.
Amen.
Every day of our life, everything that we do, we have to be submitted to God's will. It said the first verse of all to Jesus, I surrender all to him, I freely give. Pastor was talking about tithing, giving to the Lord, or giving to those who are in need as the Spirit directs. That's what we have to do. It said, I will ever love and trust him in his presence, daily live, not just on Sunday, but every day. Every morning that the Lord allows us to wake and see the light of a new day.
Amen.
We want to live in his presence. And so we don't want to do anything that will be displeasing to God. We don't want to do anything that's contrary to the word of God. That's full surrender. That second verse said, humbly at his feet I bow, to walk humbly before the Lord. To forsake the worldly pleasures that the enemy would try to have us running after, but forsaking those things. Third verse, all to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior, wholly thine, wholly, entirely thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. We have to know who we belong to. And that can only happen with full surrender.
Amen.
Only happen when we're fully surrendered, fully submitted to the Lord. To know that we please God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Oh, my. When we think of the scripture, it says that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. That's submitting, surrendering. To the
Amen.
Will of God.
Amen.
Thank God. The only way that we can serve God acceptably, the only way that we can serve God is to be fully surrendered,
yeah.
to walk humbly before him, to not work a work and help someone because we think that'll get a name for ourselves or it will make us look good in the eyes of someone else, but because we want to please God.
Amen.
And there may be something that the Lord directs us to do that other than the person that we assist, and it may be a stranger. It may be that none of the saints ever know about it, but God knows about it. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Is there anyone has a need? Is there anyone with a special need this day? Amen. 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 Pastor. My brother Tony. Amen. Brother Tony.
Brother Robert?
Yes. Yes. We remember Brother Robert in prayer. Amen. Amen. I want to be remembered. I want to be submitted to the Lord in all things. I don't want to seek my own way, but God's way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen. We saw the upraised hands. If there's anyone with a special need, they can come to an altar, but we saw the upraised hands. We'll complete the song. We'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power.
About full salvation. Oh, the joy of full salvation. And how does full salvation come? Well, the first part of that fifth verse said, all to Jesus I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Amen. Remember that John the Baptist said that one was coming after him whose shoe latchet he was not worthy, was not worthy to latch. He said he would baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's the sacred flame. When we live, when we surrender all and we give ourselves fully to God, obeying his word, we can be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire and have full salvation. That's why Jesus died. That's what God holds out to us. He wants to have us, he wants to save us fully, completely, so that we have victory over the flesh. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to his name. Amen. Have you felt the sacred flame?
Praise God.
Have you felt the sacred
Praise
flame?
God.
Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
on fire.
Amen.
We have to be on fire for God.
Amen.
Having the Holy Spirit dwelling within, ruling us day by day.
Amen.
In all things. Amen. Have to know that joy of full salvation.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Make sure that your all is on the altar. That's full surrender. Is there anyone who doesn't know the Lord and wants to know the Lord in full salvation? Full salvation is more than just walking around saying, I'm a Christian, but not bearing the fruit of righteousness. Amen. We saw the upraised hands. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for his word.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, thanking you, dear God, for the truth of your eternal word. Thanking you, dear God, for your servant, dear Father, who brought it, dear God. Thanking you, dear God, because it was strong and it was clear, dear God, and it was understandable to our hearts, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to serve others, dear God, and serve you, dear God, bringing glory to your divine name. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to be true. Help us, dear God, to pursue and obtain full salvation, dear God. Help us, dear God, to follow on to know you, dear God, in the fullness, dear God, of your salvation, in justification and sanctification, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God. Help us, Lord, to stand on your word. Lord, if there's anything, dear God, that we don't understand, Lord, we know, Lord, that you will even open our understanding on that, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember each heart that heard this word today. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, you are able to save to the uttermost all who will come to you, dear God, believing, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, each heart that heard this word today. Lord, we know, Lord, that there are some, dear God, whether it was on the phone, dear God, or however they received it on the internet, dear God, or however, Lord, there are those who heard this word, dear God, who have not measured to your word. Father, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue to preach to hearts and minds, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, that
Amen.
Your spirit would bring this message back to the remembrance, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that they cannot run and hide, Lord, from your word. For your word brings judgment, dear God. Even
Amen.
As Pastor said, we are in a time of preliminary judgment, and your word is being preached, dear God. And every heart that has heard is responsible, Lord, for what they have heard, dear God.
Amen.
And, Father, we know, dear God, that if they don't come, Lord, to your word, if they don't submit themselves and surrender all, dear God, Lord, they're going to meet that same word in the judgment, dear God, and will be held responsible, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who have not surrendered to thee, Lord. Help them to know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to give them redemption, dear God. You're able, Lord, to help them be delivered, dear God, from a miserable life of sin, dear Father. Lord, they may think that they're living the life, dear God, but Lord, they really are in misery, dear Father. Lord, because Lord, that the way that they're going will only lead to death. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who don't know you, dear God. And Father, that you would have mercy, dear God. And if possible, Lord, give them another opportunity, dear God, to turn from sin and serve you, dear God. Lord, they'll never regret it one day of their life, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, who are following, Lord, following you, dear God. Lord, help us, dear Father, to remain true. Help us, Lord, to stand, dear God. Help us, Lord, never to let down, dear God, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that a crown of righteousness is held out to us, dear God. Lord, if we don't weaken, dear Father. Lord, if we don't turn away, dear God, but if we continue on and endure unto the end, Have your way, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Pastor Jenkins, dear God, to preach your word. We thank you, Lord, for touching her body, allowing her to be able to stand, Lord, to deliver her soul, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless her, use her, dear God. Help us, Lord, to continue to lift her up in prayer, dear God. Lord, even, Lord, as she prays for us, Lord, help us, Lord, to continue to pray for her and for one another. Lord, you told us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And, Lord, in that way, Lord, we can serve one another. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds and in our lives, dear God. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. Lord, and even help us, Lord, to keep a prayer on our hearts for the bereaved families, dear God. Just bless us, Lord. Use us, dear God, as your servants, dear Father. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all, for all the glory is thine. This we ask in the name of your dear Son and our Savior. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express?